Hallelujah. Good morning, blessed brothers and sisters in the Lord. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for your presence, provision, motivation, light for life this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Psalms 86, 5 to 4, sorry, 4 to 6. Gladden the soul of your servant. Our soul is our will, our intellect, emotions, so that we can be lights in the night. Amen. Rivers in the desert. Gladden my soul. Gladden the soul of your servant. Again, that's key word, servant. Someone that is led. Someone that does what the master requires from us. Amen. For you, O Lord, for to you, O Lord, not to governments, not to man, to the Lord first, and then we minister that to everyone else. For to you, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. So our soul, the goodness of the Lord is for our soul, our will, our intellect, and emotions. And that is our inspiration, and that is our motivation. And that is who we are waking up to who we really are. And that's what we bring forth. We can't be sinners if we saved. We can't be lost if we found. And we can't be blind if we see. So this is why morning by morning it's so important we come to the Almighty that's done everything for us, as it goes on to say, for you, O Lord, are good and forgiving, abounding in steadfast love to all who call upon you. So the key is we know this has all been done. It's made available in Christ Jesus, and it's there for us to draw from this resource. But you can't draw from this resources if you don't know about it. Amen. So we need to know that the perfect love of God has moved, and it's brought us home. And I love yesterday I sent that scripture, and again we can just look at it. Ephesians 1 from verse 3. It says, be blessed be the God, our God and Father. Amen. He is blessed. And because he is blessed, we can be blessed. Because he has given, for blessed be the God and Father who has given us every spiritual blessing in heavenly places, so that we can partake of the holiness that's always been that is in his heart, it's always been there right from the beginning, and is now available in Christ Jesus. That's, I'm just quoting that as I think about the scripture, but it's all found there in Ephesians 1 from verse 3 onwards. And then it goes on there, because of this greatness that has come, this perfect covenant, because we are all raised up together with Christ. He done it. God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit said, stop your nonsense, you can't do it. I'm going to do it for you. And then that also, the scripture then goes on to say, and that because we are lifted up with him in heavenly places, he's there to show us his love in all the ages that now comes. Amen. Today, tomorrow, this year, next year, but God's kingdom is here. Amen. And that's what we wanting to see. Amen. So, Lord, thank you that you give ear to our prayers, Father God, that you listen to our pleas for your grace, your goodness, your mercy. Thank you. Your goodness is goodness that supersedes everything, every bit of darkness, every lie, and it's answers for every problem. It's light for all darkness, its blessings for every curse. I thank you, Father God, that you bring to pass that what you want in our lives, as you work in our lives to will and to do. Thank you. We look to you. We hear from you. We call to you. We speak to you at all times. And thank you, Lord, that you are blessed because you have blessed us. Thank you, Lord, that the new and the better covenant has come, and we partake of it, and we enjoy your blessings, and it's because of your great love. We thank you for that, Lord. Your will be done, your kingdom come, in Jesus' name. Amen.